The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt thank you.
So,
What's up, dog?
What's up, man?
What's going on?
Man, I'm glad to be back in the motherfucking studio, man.
Hold on. What's up to me, too, nigga? Not just one nigga, nigga.
Let me get started.
Go ahead, man. Get started then, my dog.
What's up, Jay Spoon? How you feeling?
Man, I'm doing motherfucking great. Jay Meezy.
Man,
y'all started off rocky, man.
This nigga just let me do my thing, man. And, you know what I'm saying? I'm ready to fucking jump on a motherfucking head.
I'm talking about when y'all first walked in, it was looking rocky.
No, it still is.
Oh.
If he keep acting, and he's been acting like, I don't know why, maybe he's got these tough guy clothes on.
He worked out 4 or 5 days.
Nigga, I'm getting swollen this bitch, nigga. I'm about to drop this weight, nigga. I was on a scale last week at the gym, right? And you know, they got the old school scale where you move the little weights. And I said, man, this shit can't be right. This shit cannot be fucking right. And my dog said, nigga, it's right. That bitch said, that motherfucker registered 2, 2, 4. It's okay. This motherfucker wrong. So I got off the scale, put the bitch at 0. The motherfucker weight, all right, that to kind of calibrate, listen, okay. Today, that motherfucker said 2, 2. I said, okay, we got a little bit of progress. But, nigga, I'm a long-ass way away from where I need to be. But I'm about to get back in this motherfucker,
nigga, you about to have an asthma attack just talking about working out.
No, J-Mac, I'm taking
so much space between them twos, nigga.
No, because, you know, I just got to do this shit. But, hey, look, it feels good to be back in the gym, though. It really does.
What feels good about it?
Back in the gym.
Just a lot, man, because, you know, really, I've been...
When was he in the gym before?
That's what I was about to ask. When's the last time?
So, I had the membership for... over 2 years, and I've been there. I was there a couple times. But just on a consistent basis.
How much did you pay them when you weren't going?
$20 a month, huh?
$31.99.
Shit.
And the shit was adding up. So, and the motherfucking account said $31.99 went out. They took out again. I said, let me go home, start working the fuck out.
You could have got lipo.
I could have.
With that money.
Hey, nigga, you right. You bullshit?
That's damn near $400 a year.
Right. You could have got lipo.
And me just sitting around letting these motherfuckers take this money.
For 2 years, like $800.
Nigga, I know. Don't rub the shit in, be honest.
You just gave me that money. I could have did something productive with
it. And I'm going to tell you, like at the gym now, they got all different kind of equipment now since I went back. Well, I was in the gym on a consistent basis. The motherfucker that they got machines that stretch you out, J-Mac. You know what I'm saying? And which is pretty cool.
Whoa.
You know, it's like, you ever seen, you know what I'm talking about? You know, the machine where...
Yeah,
it's
no,
like you
I've
do
seen,
different exercises instead of you sitting on the floor.
I've seen those Pornhub.
I've seen it like a chair and it's got a hole in the bottom of it. And when you rock, it puts a dick in your
all
ass.
I know is it's like a fucking drill pump with a fucking dildo glued to the tip of it.
Okay, I'm done.
He got a fucking machine.
Fuck that. Anyway, listeners, I'm back in the motherfucking gym, dog.
His gym is a BDSM gym.
J-Man, hey, this shit is not funny, my nigga.
No, it's funny. It's funny.
No, this is bullshit. We're not supposed to be talking about me.
What are we supposed to be talking about?
Not supposed to be about
I know what we're supposed to be talking about. So, I don't know if you listeners know or not, but... probably your least favorite podcast came out of retirement.
You're listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.
About time. Did you think they came out just for the fucking holiday?
Just for the holiday.
They gonna do a Christmas special. Them niggas done for the year. Them niggas is done.
Well, honestly, that would be their last show because December 25th.
The last one for the year. And then the next one they gonna put out is Easter.
Hold up, though.
Valentine's Day.
My nigga said it's a periodical. What the fuck is
that? Who said that?
That's what they called it.
Who said that? One of them?
Yeah, like that's how they after they come out.
Is it the nigga that's got the head with the hips on it?
Nigga, I just got dizzy. Nigga.
That nigga head got hips.
Look, I told you. I already said, man. Because he did mention about playing some hoop and shit, right? This motherfucker tried to.
Right.
And I understand once I looked at his head, I was like, of course you don't swim. Like, that shit ain't going underwater.
Yeah, that motherfucker, that's a buoyancy.
He's a buoy.
That shit is not going underwater. So I get it. You don't know how to swim. And so you come from that flock of people that can't put their head underwater. Right. I get it. But at the same time, I thought about it, right? And I was like, do I really want to come at this dude? Because looking at his nose, it looked like he'd been in a few fights. And so I don't know if he know how to fight.
Right.
But at least he looked like he got some experience. And I'm not, you know, I'm too old for that shit.
Fight?
He's not a fighter. I think he's a cooker. He's not really a fighter. He's a cooker, Jim.
That nigga's a chef.
You know, how is that going to look you fighting a fucking chef?
I guarantee that nigga in the military was
this
a chef.
This nigga come out with a spatula and a a bowl of brisket.
Talk about the smoke ring. No, that's the smoke ring.
Nah, man, but we're going to try to come at me about some athletic shit.
Yeah, that nigga did. That nigga did.
And the funny thing is, King Kunta posted a recent picture of him, and he grew a struggle beard.
Oh, okay.
And he had a golf cart. And he got some talking about some assimilation.
Right.
Like, more black people know how to swim than golf, nigga. Stop.
True.
Don't do that.
I think so also.
Yeah, well, no,
golf,
for sure.
Golf is one of those sports where they're like maybe five good people, and then everybody else is just trying to get a better job.
And there's one black dude.
And he's just really trying to kiss ass.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if he carries everybody's clubs.
Man, I don't even know how this even got like this, because you don't. I don't understand why you want to come for me, especially athletically.
No, you started it. So.
No, but athletically, like, honestly, like, I was just telling Ayla, we were just talking about this, because this weekend I was showing off athletically, and she's like, athletically, yeah.
You got to explain.
Like, you know, I was doing athletic feats, like, you know, standing broad jumps and, you know, jumping on, you know, the wall, you know, which was about 4 feet high, that type of shit. You know what I mean? Just
Jimmy, don't Reese kind of remind you of that dude?
What's his name? Listeners can't see that.
I'm trying to think. I don't know the character name. What's
Despicable Me, nigga.
Yeah, it's Despicable Me, the villain from Despicable Me.
That nigga head is shit like here, though. Be honest, you stupid. Nigga, I'm still laughing on the inside when you say that nigga head, like, he got two hips.
See, you can't say it like that. It's not as funny when you put the two. It don't need to be. It's too much.
His head got hips.
It just got hips.
His head got hips. Head show ass niggas.
Shoot from the head show.
Shit, his head got hips. But ain't
for real, though. I mean, because Montoya's did jump in there.
Well, you know, here's the thing, right?
So what I'm just saying,
he's trying to play it cool. Montoya's trying to play it cool.
On the cover art, that's a lot of head.
Or both of them.
I mean, that's just a lot of lot of roundness.
Both of them got some Kool-Aid gel head asses.
Like round, like milk dud, like
swollen,
like I used to take steroids, Barry Bond ass nigga heads.
Yeah.
Like, damn. That's what I said. You can't have wear an 8 1/4 and be under, you know, your hat size can't be 8 1/4 and you be under 6 feet
right,
and think you're going to beat me in hoop. I never lost to a nigga with a head that big, that short.
But that nigga said...
No, hold up. I'm not done. Okay. I'm 163-0 against big head niggas under 6 feet.
At basketball?
At basketball.
Okay.
163-0. I've never lost in basketball to a nigga that short with a head that big.
I just wonder why he decided to come at you for athletics.
I don't know. Maybe because I beat French Reggie and he didn't think that was a good enough feat or something. I don't know.
I mean, you know, Houston ain't that far away.
I'm saying, like, if he listened to the show, I mean, you know, I mean, when we was on we had the league we was in, when we used to talk about it on a weekly basis.
Right.
I mean, you know, I put down a couple times.
But J Mac, he did put a disclaimer out, like, he can't really play, because the nigga put out there, like, I really hadn't played in a while. So that was a fucking, just like an excuse that he's going to get his ass whooped back. Because he
said,
that's
how they do it.
They'll play you with whoever you pick up.
So here's the funny part, right? Do you remember how Smooth was doing it last week?
Which one?
Which one?
When I was helping him out?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that shit?
Yeah,
but you know, but your boy Montoya was helping him out. And Reese got mad, said, nigga, who you with? So Montoya was looking out for us.
So both of y'all some hoes.
No, we ain't no hoe. We were just, you know, we were just trying to, you know,
Ho-ish.
You really said, not you going like that. You're calling me out. I'm trying to make the shit funny. You calling me out to make it something else.
Ho-ish. Like,
that nigga said you was confused.
That's fine.
What's that when they put the Scantron? That nigga said the worst Scantron.
So look,
I heard that shit.
So are you joking me now?
Yep,
no,
sound
I'm
like
not.
It.
No, I'm saying
sound like it, right?
Hold on, because your head got a booty, nigga.
It sounds like
you and Reese get together, y'all fine as fuck in the head.
In the head department.
Because you got a lot of ass in your head. I'm telling you.
We're going to get something.
No, that nigga can hula hoop hooped the fuck out of hula hoop with his head around his neck, nigga.
And he was about to look. He's auditioning. I think, right. You know, once we put it out there that he could be traded at any
right,
moment.
Right,
like,
right.
He's like, well, fuck it. You know, let me just make sure that if I do get kicked out, I like that. No, I was cool.
And Montoya's trying to play it safe and shit.
Right.
Nah, nigga, don't play it safe, nigga. I hear you with the side jabs.
For real. And then he had to bow up. I fucked him, nigga.
Right, dude, at the end. Because Reese was probably giving him eye signals and shit.
Massaging his knee and shit like that.
That nigga was wobbling his head and shit. That nigga head started glowing and some shit on the sides. Fucking pants head ass nigga.
No, man. Niggas is not supposed to be fucking full ass adults with fucking Martianite heads and shit. You know what I mean? For real. That's steroid. At least that's what happened to Barry Bonds.
Right.
Barry Bonds' head got swole like that from doing that fucking cream in the clear.
All right, so guys, I got a surprise. Hold on. I got a surprise. So, I know we're joking. They deserved it. But it turns out they really love our show. And so they wanted to send us an unedited, unfiltered version of how they really, truly feel. And I want to play it for you guys now.
Andy B, get another show. You heard some niggas from Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, they call themselves the No Nonsense Show. They have a network full of content. And what the show is J Smooth, J Mac, and be honest,
I like it.
Okay.
That's a winning formula. What you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hilarious, dog. I mean, I can't help but laugh.
Well, see, you hung out with these niggas.
Yeah, so cool, you know, ass niggas.
Yeah, you hung out with them. Yeah.
That's when you know you're doing it right.
Hey, man, she was awesome. Listen, he knows. Ask fucking be honest.
Okay.
He knows.
You think he gonna be honest? This dude killing it.
So be honest can help us out with this shit.
Right. That's funny, man.
And it's 559-825-7468-559-825-SHOT.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I've been told I look like a nigga that got alopecia.
Hold up. Hey, how you say that?
Alopecia. How do you say it?
Alopecia.
What the fuck?
Oh, you meant that. Whatever. Okay, all right.
Ask be honest, how does shit work? Apparently, we don't record enough to their liking. So,
hey, man, we're intermittent, dog. That's what we do. We got fake deep voices.
559-825, cell phone 658-559-825, shot. This is Shoot From The Hip Show. Man. We send the shots at the No Nonsense Show. Make sure y'all go check them out. They always bring you the funny. And they also had a guest, Bianca's wife was on their last episode, and she closed it out like a champ.
Yeah.
You know, he's very proud of that.
Yeah. Love him like a brother that ain't mine.
All right.
There we go.
So sometimes you get to hear what they really, you know, the real is back.
That's what.
I think the real is back.
The real is back.
The real is back. The real is back.
And that's what I imagine they really say when they ain't trying to puff their chest out. You know what I mean? So, hey, you know what, fellas? Now that I've heard that, you know what? It's all good, man. You know what? We ain't even got to be like this no more, man. Nah. You know what I mean? If y'all cool with it, man, you know what I'm saying? You guys understand what it is, right?
Yeah.
I appreciate the love on, you know what I'm saying? You guys could have put that on your show.
Yeah.
It would have actually been a better show.
You guys are welcome anytime you want to come and sit, you know, be team to us and, like, you know, maybe get on the mics when we get off. You know what I'm saying? You know how niggas be like, I'm Beyonce, I'm Kelly, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be Michelle. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be Michelle. I guess, you know, your guest that y'all have can be Michelle or whatever. But
And if you want to, you know, some tips on how to increase that intermittency to periodically to sometimesy.
But I appreciate when niggas just admit they wrong. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
So that's super cool, man. Appreciate y'all sending that. You know what I'm saying? Your engineer had to do it because I know y'all was like nervous about like
letting us know.
Yeah, but hey, shots, man. Shots from to the head. Yeah. To all that shit, man. Appreciate you.
Man, listen. I want to talk about that motherfucking Kyrie shit that these niggas been talking about in the Slack room. I brought it up in the Slack room. I say these niggas, it's me. You don't know what I'm talking about, huh, J Smooth? So Kyrie was supposed to play in Boston this last past week, right? And he didn't because he knew there was going to be a lot of smoke, you know, because he left Boston on some shitty terms, right?
Mm-hmm.
After saying he was going to be there. Kind of like how you do with relationships and shit, right? So they didn't want to see this nigga no more. And they was ready for him. And he faked the injury, right? You know, I can't even say he faked the injury. But he didn't even go to the game, right?
Okay.
And they was chanting, Kyrie sucks, you know what I mean? Motherfucking all this shit, right? Mm-hmm. And then, so after the game, he took to Instagram and busted out this this fucking little soliloquy, right? He said, it happens all the time, and tonight it just shows how sports entertainment will always be ignorant and obtrusive. It's one big show that means very, very little in the real world that most people live in, because there is an actually things that matter, because there are actually things that matter going on within it. Like figuring out how a life that means more to you than a damn ball going into a hoop, or learning, learning how to grow up being in a fishbowl of a society, with becoming a leader of your family after someone's passing and not knowing how to deal with life after it happens. But the game of sports entertainment matters more than someone's mental health and well-being, right? Or real life things that happen to people every day, but they still have to perform for the NBA and its fans, right? It's all about doing it for the fans and organizations that you love so much. Think again. It's a game, and it's promoted as a fandom experience for ticket buyers and viewers at home, while defacing who people truly are as people. Then spat out all over these media networks as valuable food for thought, while they actually believe that their opinions hold weight to real culture leaders that speak and act for change. One big gimmick with some smoke and mirrors. I'll always be the one that takes the stand and speaks the truth every time, though. A purposeful and spiritually led life will always be bigger and more meaningful than any sports arena or any entertainment space. This game isn't meant to be controlled and shown as a drama. It's meant to show the love. The love of the art is the only damn thing that keeps the purest people, in this giant sports entertainment circus. Don't fall for the game that's played in front of you as entertainment. It'll never be as serious as dealing with in big, bold, like 72 fun life.
Man, you read that shit like Jace Movement.
Man, listen, these the glasses, bro. I'm telling you, it's the glasses and this is the font.
Yeah, that's a little, but
you can't make that bigger.
No, nah, but because then it's outside of the page, and then you.
Well,
know,
I don't want to take away from Kyrie.
The down at the bottom.
Yeah.
You know, I'm supposed to use that part like the old people,
like a trifocal. Yeah, you're trying too hard.
It wasn't working.
Yeah.
So maybe I need it.
You got to just practice with a little bit more.
But anyway, so yeah, Kyrie.
Yeah, man. And see, here's the thing, right? I don't know why you're so upset with him.
I think that's this is what you post. So again, let me start over again. Niggas booed you.
Right.
Because.
Right, but are you
hold
sure?
Hold up. Let me say. Niggas booed you.
Yeah.
Because you, when you were in as part of their team, you stood up at the beginning of the season and said, I want to be here if you'll have me.
Right.
Some old Jay Smooth line type shit.
Right.
And then you fucking sabotaged pretty much the team or tanked it. You got cantankerous and left. And now you're not there.
Right.
And they're pissed off.
Yeah.
I mean, people, first off, they're only mad because they care. Because they still wanted you. Because they don't have what they wanted, which was you. So that in itself is flattery.
So Boston fans booed him?
Yeah.
And that's what this is all about?
This is all about the fans in Boston booing him when he didn't even show up at the game. The Nets were there, but he wasn't there. But they were still screaming, Kyrie sucks. There was people wearing Where's Waldo, you know, outfits with Kyrie, you know, with the little Where's Waldo, all that shit. That's all it was. You know what I mean? Nobody said nothing about this nigga mama.
Right.
Nobody said nothing about his family.
Well, but what I'm saying is, though, you don't really know what else is going on in his life.
Fuck all that.
No, fuck it?
No, yes.
Okay.
Because that's irrelevant. These motherfuckers are not booing you for what you got going on in your life.
What are they booing him for?
Because you said that you were going to be there. You wanted to be there if they'll have you. They wanted to have you, and you fucking left.
But do you think he left? Do you think it was good they left or bad? I think it ended up being good.
No, it's better for them.
Right.
And so, again, they're in a better place. It's like the fucking ex. Yeah, I left. You left me, right? And I was fucked up when you left me, boo.
Right.
But I met this other motherfucker, and he's better than you, right? And this motherfucker treats me good, and now I'm fucking doing better. I don't fucking spend my time arguing, worrying about the dumb shit we used to fight about.
Right.
And I'm better off in life.
Right.
That's the Boston Celtics now. the fans still get the chance to fucking boo you, nigga.
Why?
Because that's just because that's what fans
because
do.
Because it's Boston or because it's fans?
That's what fans do. Fans boo.
So
fans
he went to Brooklyn?
Yeah, he went to Brooklyn.
Oh, he's in Brooklyn.
Fans been booing motherfucking players since sports have started.
Right.
Now you too good for that?
Well, I don't know a bit about too good. I think he's too soft for it.
That's okay. That's what I'm telling you.
But
that's what
I'm saying. You're making it seem like he's sticking his nose up when in actuality he's crying. His nose is up because he's trying to keep his nose from bleeding.
All I said was that shit was
weak. The blood
weak.
Is going to get on his jersey.
All I said was that was weak.
That's not really what you said.
No, I said that's super weak.
I didn't get that. What I got
that's
from
exactly
you
what I said. It was weak.
Okay, so.
A nigga's too sensitive.
Yeah.
Am I tripping? Or is this?
You're tripping.
No. That's fucking too weak.
How you gonna give me a choice and then get mad at my choice?
You have a choice in a test. You can still be wrong.
Oh, I failed.
Yeah, you failed that shit.
I don't believe that he's tripping. I think that there is something to that. Like,
no, of course.
Your argument was he don't have to play basketball.
No. Obviously, no, because Mr. J was like, oh, no, he played for 30 years for free. Da 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 da. No. That ain't got shit. Listen, first off, you're shitting on the whole existence of what provides you your fucking life that you get right now.
Is he?
He is.
How?
He's talking about this sports and entertainment shit is a fake and don't fall for it and it ain't what you think and blah, blah, blah. Bruh, what are you talking about? That's how you get $30 million a year, nigga. You know right. that, right? I don't pay for any of that shit. So you're not getting $30 million from me.
Right.
But there are networks that...
You don't even spend money for the Lakers tickets.
No. That shit was fucking 100 and something a ticket.
Stop acting
nigga.
Broke, man.
Uh-huh.
All that money you got stacking up, man. Go ahead and buy you some tickets, man. Get us both one.
Nigga, that's a high price, nigga. I don't even know what section that was in.
You good for it.
Go ahead and get it and I'll pay you back.
No, you get it and I'm gonna just ride. Oh, come man. Pick me up too.
Shit, ain't that a bitch. So all I'm saying is that this nigga was on some weak shit. Like that. Okay, first off, he's not wrong. Let me be clear on this.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. Life is bigger than sports.
Yes.
But, nigga, what has that got to do with you being booed?
Here's the only thing you said that made sense. He's basically showing off the Wiz.
Yeah.
Like he's pulling the curtain back and showing that the Wiz is back there with the gears and shit.
Like, what are you ready to tear the shit down? And he seems like he seems like a kind of nigga that would quit.
Who does that hurt is my question.
The league?
Nope.
What do you mean, though?
Who does it hurt?
You think it's going to hurt him? It's going to hurt the other team.
Hurts the kids, right?
Yeah.
Hurts the kids that look up to these guys as larger than life. Now, if his job is to come in and trump that shit and just burn it to the ground, well, fucking great job, Kyrie, but...
Because he didn't do anything about it.
Huh?
He didn't, because he wasn't there to do anything.
Who was it?
He don't know about Pangea.
What are you talking about?
You're saying for him to, you know what I'm saying, they booed him.
Yeah.
So did he say anything since then, since the boo and all that to shut it all down?
He said that whole statement.
Oh, I thought
that was his statement after the boo. I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Oh, I thought that was somebody else. J-Mac went to reading that. I didn't know that he wrote that shit for...
Yeah, that was Kyrie.
To kind of squash
that statement
shit.
To the fans.
You were on your phone.
That sounded like some bullshit.
You were on your phone.
To me, it just sounded like a whole bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, I don't think you heard even one word of it.
I did. I heard the 72-inch life. Something big greater than life. The font. Yeah, the end. What that nigga...
So,
I heard that shit.
I think that you're trumping it. You're trumping this thing, right? So, like... The kids lose because the kids are who look up to you. I mean, yes, adults are the one who buy tickets and buy jerseys or whatever.
Yeah.
But the dream is because when you were a kid,
that's true.
You believed in this shit.
Yeah.
And you got to be an adult where you could actually afford it. So now you can actually go sit on the floor seats and spend $800 on two Hawks tickets, on one Hawk ticket on the floor, or
right.
25 or maybe 5,000 for one Laker ticket on the floor. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like now you can actually afford to do this shit. So your childhood dreams, you can realize. And here comes this dickhead. And see, this is why I'm upset. Not about him being soft and you know, telling the truth, because it is the truth.
But got rabbit ears. You gotta be able to get fucking booed, my nigga. This reminds me of when I was growing up, when I feel like niggas stopped fighting and started shooting. It's because they were too bitch made ass.
Or you beat a nigga and he like, let's bet money. Nigga want to bet money 1-on-1. Nigga, you just lost 5-on-5.
Right.
4 times in a row.
Right.
Now you want to bet money because I swore 20 on you each game?
Right. Like, it's about 1-on-1. Nigga, we're not playing 1-on-1.
And it didn't matter if it's 1-on-1. Right. I just 1-on-1'd your ass for 20 points a game 4 times in a row. Like, what could 1-on-1 prove? Because I can't pass nobody, but neither can you.
But now the money's involved. Watch me.
You had a chance to go one-on-one with me up and down the court for 4 games, and you couldn't do shit with it. Now you want to play one-on-one for what? So we can start fighting? That's really what it's about.
Yeah.
He's on super foul.
Right. And then it's going to start to turn into a fight.
Because he's not going to lose his money.
Right.
After he got his ass whooped 4 times in the game, he's not going to lose his money, too. It's not possible.
Right.
Right. So that's what I'm upset about, is that he's killing a dream for the kids, and those kids become a paying adults. So you're wrecking a dream, and like, for what? What's the end game here?
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Those kids who are now in college or who are now in high school and AAU, you know, playing AAU ball or whatever, what do they have to come to if you've burned it down for everybody, Trump?
My thing is this, though. I don't understand this, right? But like I was saying, it reminds me of the motherfuckers that stopped wanting to fight, right? Because you didn't want to take an ass whooping. Like the ass whooping was the worst thing in life that you could experience. I guess until you get your ass whooped and you go, yeah, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, how many times you got your ass whooped?
Probably two.
2 times?
Yeah.
What about you, Smoke?
By my mom?
Shit. By somebody.
In a fight.
A few times in life.
By how many?
It was probably more than 5.
So damn, it was 55-5.
I don't know how that record changed.
This shit is okay. So what's your record now in 2019? What's your record?
He must have caught a couple of L's this year. He must have been out there.
What's your record now, Smooth?
In them streets getting handled.
I don't even know.
Because it was 2, right? I mean,
you had a very specific number. It was 33-3 or 33-2.
It was like either 3 or 2. He had,
and then
like,
it was like 55-5.
Right.
So what is it in 2019?
I can't even remember now, man.
Give us a number.
I can't.
So that in 4 more years we can come back to this day. Please just give us a number.
I gotta go back and listen to the show and see what I said.
No, fuck it. Just throw out a number. Just throw out a number.
God damn.
40 and 6.
So you
55 and 6.
So okay. So 50. You lost
55 and 7. So you, 55 and 7. Since you said 5, since you said 55 and 7.
Got a couple L's. Since we started.
Can I get you on record now?
Yeah.
I need you to say it. I need you to say it explicitly.
Okay.
Whether or not you believe this nigga fucked 300 bitches.
No.
Say no, not no. Say the sentence. I want you to say the entire fucking sentence, because you've been bullshitting, man. People keep asking me like, is Mac really, does he really believe that this nigga, like, you keep having to try to explain it to him. I need you to explicitly say a statement.
See, okay, I'm going to say a statement, but I'm going to say a statement before I say the statement. My first statement is, I know niggas like Jay Smooth that will fuck any and everything, right? I grew up around these type of niggas, right? And I seen these niggas take down 10 plus in a month, right? I've seen it happen, right? So, in that logic,
how many months in a row? How many months do they do that though?
I don't know.
That's a lot of months, my nigga.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. But if you even did this every other month, it wouldn't take long to get to 300.
What's your statement, man?
Okay,
can you fucking say the statement?
That's my truth that I knew. Why I kind of, when I first heard it, could believe what he said, but after hearing everything else that he said, end up being a lie. There's no way. That could be the only truthful thing that he said on the show. There's just no way.
Okay, fuck all of that. Take all the other lies he's ever told. I think I've laid my case out very fucking plain.
Either way, what do you?
If we're just talking about 300 bitches, listen, I think I've made my case.
Listen, what do you want me to say?
Why am I still having to fucking be out here advocating?
What are you talking about? I just said I don't believe him.
No, but you was like, yo, but you know, to be honest, I know niggas that can do it, so they'll fuck anything, and it's, you know, condition.
Jim Mac, you don't have to follow up behind that bullshit, man. It's all good.
I mean, I don't believe you, Jason.
I'm sorry, listeners.
You don't have to.
I know.
You guys don't have to believe me. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I'm sorry, listeners.
At this point in my life right now, I don't even really have to prove a fucking point. You know what I'm saying? It's pointless. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter how many bitches I done fuck. You know?
It doesn't.
It's all good. I'm still healthy.
15, 300.
Okay, 2.
That's fine. So
I fuck 2.
So that's fine. Hey, back to Kyrie. All I was saying.
So look, let me ask you this question, J-Mac. So he just chose to leave the Celtics because of the losing record?
They didn't have a losing record.
I thought they had a pretty good record.
I don't agree. He didn't just leave.
So you think it's something in the back office?
No. They didn't gel.
So, was it
an injury that?
No, the team didn't gel.
So the people that he didn't gel with was a nigga that wanted his job, and he ain't even there no more. And so they got rid of that nigga, so he didn't have to leave.
No, that wasn't the only nigga he didn't. You mentioned Montero Rozier?
Yeah.
No, that wasn't the only nigga he didn't gel with.
Maybe Jaylen Brown, because all them other niggas after the game, I don't know if you saw it.
They hugged.
He got some yeah. real nigga hugs
yeah.
after the game from a few of them niggas, yeah. Tatum.
What if he's mentally ill?
He does have some mental issues. Because
him and LeBron didn't gel.
So I'm not.
And
they got daddy issues.
No, and the whole thing with the girl and Party Next Door. Remember that shit happened too?
Yeah.
What was that? Was that Kalani? Who was he with?
No, that was
Yeah, her.
One of them chicks, yeah, man. One of them broken bitches. He was with her. She laid up in the bed with the other dude, took pictures and shit, right. showing off her hand tattoos. Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? This dude is not...
He just had his grandparent, like, last year died. His granddad on him died, you know, so he was dealing with that. And he admitted that, right?
He was in an awful fucking movie.
So much shit in a short time period.
I get all of that.
So what I'm saying is that this is not the typical NBA player, I don't believe. But I believe this is a... So he's a special case. I'm just mad that he allowed that to then say, fuck everybody's... mystique. You know what I'm saying? He's so, like, fuck all the mystery in this. I want to show y'all what really goes on. Like, I would not be surprised if he quits the NBA in a couple of years
yeah.
and does a behind-the-scenes documentary.
But in that aspect, he's still wrong. Because for $30 million a year, my nigga, you ain't getting asked to do that much.
Is that what his contract is?
At least 30. You ain't getting asked to do that much. You got a fucking four-month offseason, so you're talking about fucking 9 months.
Don't get the shit twisted. Being in the NBA is difficult.
No, I understand. But you work 8 months out of a year. No.
Nigga, you work all year because you got to stay healthy. You got to stay healthy. That you off.
Yeah, you got to stay in shape. Right.
Yeah, you got to stay.
No. Unless you want to come back like tractor trailer.
No, but you stay in shape. But nigga, you don't see these motherfuckers on banana boats and fucking all over the fucking...
Nigga, I saw you in Miami on a banana boat, nigga. You was on there on the fucking celebrity cruise and shit just... partying, nigga, winning trips and shit. I saw you doing that. It's all perspective, my nigga. I'm sure some of the pictures you got look fabulous in a motherfucker.
Nigga, they was. It was a fucking lit.
Exactly. Right.
But hold up, though. My point, though. If I had millions to be out there doing that, too.
You'd do a lot more.
No, but if I had millions.
You have more.
I would not shit on the source that afforded me the motherfucking millions.
Right.
That's what I would not do. And my thing is this.
Well, I don't know the source is. See, and here's the argument we had. And this and you know, listeners, this is not a sports topic. This is a social topic.
Right.
I was saying to you, what was I saying to you?
I don't know. You were saying that he's right. You agree with both of them.
What'd you just say? Damn it, because that's my point.
ADD is
right. No, nigga. He wouldn't shit on the source that paid him. I think that it's the other way around, man.
What's that?
The players are the talent. The NBA is not the talent. Nigga, you made it seem like what was the NBA doing before Kyrie got there? Are you fucking kidding?
No.
Did you see that last second shot that nigga did in the finals that year?
Sure.
Kyrie is amazing.
He is.
Don't get it fucking twisted.
But you know what?
No.
You know what?
I don't know what, because you cannot discount Kyrie.
I'm not.
What I'm saying is Kyrie is LeBron. Kyrie is who's the guy who's hurt? Kevin Durant. Kyrie is Anthony Davis. Kyrie is...
in his own special way, right?
He's Paul George. No, I'm saying that they're all one and the same.
Nope.
The league needs them. It's not the other way around. They don't need the fucking league.
Huh? Come on, man.
Jamie Mack was saying that he needs to shut the fuck up and earn his $30 paycheck. And what I'm saying is that the league would be shit without the talent. They have figured out a way to flip it around and make it seem like they need the league.
They do.
Man,
I think it's both ways. It's a marriage. They need both of them. You know, the players need the league need them,
so they can
definitely make money. It's almost like saying that. It's almost like going back to the football shit, right? Somebody said the motherfucker say, shut the fuck up and play football. Why the fuck are you kneeling and getting all involved in this bullshit?
That was
Ray
Lewis.
Yeah, getting all involved in this bullshit. If you have an opportunity to motherfucker speak up or do something, then you goddamn use your platform to do it. But to your point, what you're saying, be honest, them motherfuckers both need each other. You know what I'm saying? You can't have
that's
one
not,
without
that's
the
That's not my point.
tried to bring that shit back. I appreciate you, nigga, for trying to bring that shit back.
That's not my point. My point is that the league needs the players for
And I say what I was saying, because you said he needed Kyrie. So, yes, the league needs the players. They don't need Kyrie, though.
Yes, they do.
They do not need Kyrie. They do not need Kyrie.
You're talking about not just Kyrie in itself. You're talking about the players with the talent.
I am Michael Jordan.
So if Kyrie quits in 2 years like you think, the league's for the fold?
If the top two players on every team, hold on, stand by. If the top two players.
That's not Kyrie.
If the top. Kyrie is the top two players.
Nigga, we won't have an NBA then, nigga.
I'm talking about Kyrie.
You won't have no fucking NBA.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a catastrophic.
No, but you've been tricked. You've been bamboozled. You've been ran amok, my nigga. The league needs the players, and that's what the mentality is wrong. Kyrie may be trying to show you, hey, man, fuck that dumb shit. Flip the script.
Come on, my nigga.
Stop. You're going to start the KNBA.
You're spreading this propaganda.
It's not propaganda,
it
man.
Is.
The league is. It would be scared like a bitch.
The league is the fucking plug. Slim.
Huh?
The league is the plug, my nigga.
The league is the plug?
Yes, nigga. Listen, hold up. Sure. You could. There's fucking great talent on the fucking Globetrotters, my nigga. Them niggas do not get that money. Like that fucking NBA. And them niggas can do some amazing shit with that basketball.
Nah, it's not the same.
Come on, man. They do amazing shit.
That's for kids, my nigga. Stop it. That's only for kids.
All I'm trying to tell you.
Come on, man. That's a circus. That's Cirque du Soleil with a basketball.
All I'm trying to tell you is you can't take your fucking ball and go do your own thing and think you're going to fucking.
Get the fuck out of here.
The plug is the fucking NBA. Them niggas is not. You can't stop this, be honest. You can take the top niggas from every basketball team and run them off and have them start their own league. They're going to fucking be back in about a fucking nanosecond when they don't got no fucking same sponsorship and all of that shit. Come on, man. So what, the big three? Is that what we're talking about now? Come on, man.
So here's the problem that you're still not seeing.
Come on. I said Kyrie. You're making it about a bunch of people, which is great,
well,
and I agree with that.
Kyrie is the league.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
He's the representation. He's an
individual. No, he is not.
That's the problem. You keep letting them make you individuals, and that's why we can't ever get shit.
He is an individual.
But he shouldn't be. He shouldn't have to be an individual.
Yeah,
if we were smarter, he wouldn't be an individual.
Well, if he wouldn't say shit like this, he wouldn't have to be out there by him fucking by himself.
I disagree.
I can't ride
with this.
He's
the only one brave enough to actually do it.
Brave? Brave?
To speak out about it.
Brave? Is that what this is?
That's brave to me.
Oh, come on, man.
It'd be much simpler for somebody to just sit in there in their shell and get their $30
million.
He's jeopardizing his $30 million. You wouldn't agree with that?
No, because he is good, like you said. He's got a guaranteed contract.
Make up your mind,
he's got
nigga.
A guaranteed contract.
Is he the
contract.
League or is he not the league?
He's not.
Okay, well then, what are you talking about?
He's still got a guaranteed contract.
All I'm saying is the way that they separate us is by making them think they're individuals. What I'm telling you is Kyrie is the NBA, and you're saying no, he's not. I'm saying yes.
No, see, this is that bullshit.
Kid, no, he's that kid in the rec center playing his ass off every day to try to get better.
Nah.
Gets on the AAU team, travels all week and plays 15 games a weekend. Kyrie is that.
So what you're saying now is that this
goes
whole
to college.
Don't let them divide us shit is that if one of us does something or says something fucking dumb, we have to remain united and stick with them regardless.
The Republicans are doing it.
It depends on how dumb. I don't think that's dumb enough to set him out to dry.
Okay, so in essence, yes then. Okay, but to me, what I would say to Kyrie, if I was to give advice, Kyrie, I would say, listen, bro, why do you care so much about these people booing you that you'd feel the need to flame the whole fucking league? The league ain't did this to you. This is misdirected fucking anger. The fans.
Well, see,
the fans have done this. So you take the anger from the fans and you spit it out on the league. That's bullshit. Let me tell you, Kyrie, that's not good shit. Mm-hmm. That's bullshit. So if you really are mad about the league about something, wait. To do that. Wait to address that.
That would have been nice in the 90s. But I'm talking about, I think that in 2019, people are more socially aware. I think that everybody is more socially aware.
That is not socially aware.
You're wrong.
That is not socially aware.
I think you're wrong. And I think the people who are not sports fans who are listening to this show agree with me. Because they don't know who Kyrie Irving is and they don't understand the dynamic of that. You see what I'm saying?
But what I'm trying to say is
sports
the dynamic
fans,
is
sports
this.
Fans are on your back, on your side because the propaganda has been that Kyrie's been a bitch since
it's not about that. This is the thing.
So you're telling me there's not open, active propaganda that Kyrie's a bitch.
No, that's not what I'm coming from, though. I don't care about
is
that.
Is there propaganda?
That's not, I don't care about that.
I didn't ask you if
but is there that? That's not part of my argument.
Is there that?
Why are you bringing that up?
I just want to know what you think.
Because I don't, we'll talk about that later. Because see, what you're trying to do is confuse the argument.
I'm not.
And yes, you are. And that's not my argument. I'm not trying to say Kyrie's a bitch.
Kyrie got booed and he said, you know what? I'm tired of people getting booed.
So what?
Reggie Miller, whoever it is, I'm tired
Reggie
of
Miller
getting booed.
Loved getting booed. He said it. He said, I play better when you fucking booed.
That's like when niggas say, I don't even like
LeBron get booed at Cleveland?
Of course he did. He got fucking roasted when he went back to Cleveland.
Did he
Anthony
say anything?
Davis just went back to fucking New Orleans.
And they booed every time the ball looked at him.
And he scored 41 on their ass.
Right.
There's a way to go about this. Acting like a bitch made nigga on fucking Instagram, and you didn't even show up. And you're fucking going to sit.
Well, he's injured. You don't travel with the team when you're injured.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
Yes, they do. Unless you're rehabbing some shit that you
play. You go to home games. You don't travel with the team when you're injured. Come on, man.
The nigga did the next day.
I thought they did.
Who? Who?
I thought motherfuckers travel. I see a lot of motherfuckers on it.
When?
Yes. Don't listen to this nigga.
When did this nigga watch basketball?
When's
the last game you watched? When's the last basketball game you watched?
Nigga, last year.
Last year.
That was sooner than I would have thought.
So that's not even last season.
I mean, this last season is what I'm talking about.
Last year.
Last season.
All I'm saying is that.
But they do fucking wheelchair. They be on the bench right there in suits and shit or whatever.
No, that's the 13th and 14th man, nigga.
All I'm saying is this, right? You don't need to bring this type of attention to yourself.
Right.
Negative attention. For what? Right? Again. Because again, what you've done is you've made it worse. Now, guess what? Fucking Boston fans know. They got to.
But that's Boston fans are dicks.
But it doesn't matter.
It does matter. It does,
fans
no,
can
but
be
then
dicks.
So again, if you let the Celtic fans get fucking
Celtic.
That's how you really say that shit. If you let them fucking
Celtic?
Yeah. If you let them know that they've getting to you, then that's what they're gonna do.
Jace Smooth is still stuck on Celtic.
That's not how you say that shit.
It is. What are you telling, be honest?
I've never heard that shit. That's my first time. Celtic?
Yeah, what is he? What do you think Celtic is?
I don't know. I'm not looking this shit up.
Okay.
Do like motherfucking
point is this.
Hiphead. That nigga he talked through the motherfucking mic. He had
beef is done, man.
Oh. So listen.
they said they were sorry, but
So
the nigga did say throughout their show they were fucking with us.
All I'm saying is this though too. Like, why would you not just fucking, I don't know. You fucking fucked me up with the hip.
Why would I not?
No, Kyrie. No. He didn't show up. You haven't done anything.
They got a head like Charles Barkley.
You're going to stop. It's over. And listen, you're going to have to show up eventually, right, my nigga?
Right.
So you haven't escaped anything. And all you've done is added to. So what are you going to fake an injury every time you got to go to Boston, my nigga?
Here's the problem. They gave this nigga the credit of being the star of the show, and he's the one who's still on them. They was like Jay Smooth and them other niggas.
I think they was trying to slick. No,
he said
that
and the smoothies. He said and the smoothies.
Yeah,
he was trying to recruit that nigga.
I thought that was funny. I give him credit for that. That was funny.
Mm.
That was about it though.
Yeah,
you got really offended by that.
I did.
Why?
Because he was talking about that nigga athleticism.
No, not that part. That didn't mean nothing.
Then what could possibly have offended you by that?
No one. They didn't talk about your wardrobe or nothing.
No one believes that this is Jay Smooth and the other niggas.
I don't care.
Nobody believes that.
Don't let those words come out your mouth. Like, that's like, you know what I mean, motherfucker? That's like saying cuz at the motherfucking Death Row Studios. Nigga, don't do that. Don't do that. All I'm saying. But Kyrie, my point is, let me just finish this up.
Man, get Kyrie done with this bullshit.
Listen, bro. Kyrie fucked up. Because, again, you haven't resolved anything. You're going to get booed worse now. Because they
know they got to him and he can't take it.
He can't, and they know you a bitch.
And they gonna have a panic attack. This nigga gonna have a panic attack.
You got paper mache skin and they know it. So guess what? When you really do have to show up in the building, they're gonna bring more heat. You're hurting yourself, my nigga.
What if that's the world today that we know of? You got a lot of motherfuckers like that in the world today.
You hurt yourself. You've hurt yourself more. You've done more damage to yourself. Whatever you were trying to accomplish, I guarantee you didn't do it.
What if his master plan is to, when he gets done with the league, to become like a bully coach?
I'm not sending my kid to that nigga.
I mean, you know, not your kid, but somebody white will.
I guess.
That's for white people.
I guess. I'm just saying, you know, I just thought it was some weak shit, though. Hey,
Dwayne Wade's son will go to him.
The younger one. Not the one that fucking plays basketball.
Well, the one who got a full set of nails.
Yeah.
That nigga.
Stop, man. You know what? It can happen to anybody,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, no shade. I mean, you know, he like his acrylic and he shit. He like his gel tips.
Listen, my nigga. What about that other shit that I posted?
Which other shit?
With that motherfucking nigga that talked about how he fucking, you said you sympathy, you don't have any feelings.
Oh, yeah, that shit. I mean, hey.
Hey, what?
You want me to read it?
Please. Okay. Because I, my glasses are, and then I took them off and that shit just blurred all the fuck up.
Yeah, I get it. Let me see if I can find your article here. And Jace Move, I know you didn't go in Slack to read this, so. Okay.
This was on Twitter earlier, listeners.
I hate my kids and resent my wife because of them. I never wanted kids. Never saw myself as a family man. I now have 3 kids. They are all amazing. I hate them more than anything.
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
What?
That was a fucking, when I read that, it was the gangsterest fucking sentence I ever heard in my life. This nigga complimented him.
Right. I had to read that like 4 times. Because I got to the next paragraph and had to go back. Like, wait a minute, what is he saying? I thought he was being facetious at first.
Does he love them or not, man? I mean.
So I had to go back. I go to the next paragraph and I went back again. They're amazing. I hate them more than anything. Okay. I hate being needed. I hate the whining. I hate how they have ruined my life. I hate how I can't do the things I want to do because they exist. Next move, are you listening? Because you're on your phone still.
I'm listening. I'm reading. I got you.
I'm reading it. I also resent my wife for making me choose between losing her or having kids. She gave me an ultimatum and I've realized I made the wrong choice. I don't hate children in general. And if other people want to have kids, more power to them. But I feel like this is the biggest mistake I've ever made. The stress is so bad that I was put on a 72-hour suicide watch at the hospital. I'd rather kill myself than continue down this road. But I'm trapped. I had these kids. I made this terrible decision, so now I have to do my best to be an amazing dad for them. And I do my best. Just because I hate them, it doesn't mean they don't deserve they deserve a shitty life. I get no good emotion from being a father. Hearing them laugh or tell me they love me does nothing for me. If my wife and the kids died in a fiery car wreck, I doubt I'd even cry. I want to leave, but they don't deserve a broken home. And by the time they are 18, the economy will probably have collapsed. Will probably be so collapsed that it will be normal for several generations of family to live under one roof, and I'll be trapped. I want to leave them, but I was raised better. And anytime I start to put my escape into motion, I feel guilty. Not sad. Guilty.
This nigga.
Okay.
So
as our resident deadbeat, I'm going to let you go ahead and not deadbeat dad.
Look how his eyes did.
I know.
Fuck that mean, though. Hold on, nigga. Before I can, as a resident deadbeat what?
Boyfriend, significant other.
Nigga, that shit ain't got nothing to do with this motherfucker. Say he hate his fucking kids. Nigga.
And his wife.
And his fucking wife. That right. Don't mean, I don't
no, hate, he didn't hate his wife. He hated his wife.
He hated his wife because of the kids.
Because she forced him to choose.
So, like, the thing is, nigga, first of all, ain't no resident deadbeat. Let's clear that shit up. All
right, my
deadbeat nothing, nigga. Shit. I love fucking women and I love kids. Whether it's my kids or somebody else's kids. I love all people.
All right.
You love men too?
Next time.
My folks.
Huh?
My people. My family.
Hey. Okay. That's progress.
So, this is some crazy shit right here. So, this got to be hell for him living in a household where
right.
He fucking hates his kids.
Yeah.
And resent the fucking wife. This nigga in the fucked up situation. Get the fuck out.
I say what a fucking guy.
What a fucking guy?
Hell yeah.
This motherfucker's...
He's
mentally
willing to sacrifice his one and only life.
Hold on. This nigga said, I never wanted kids. Bitch, you got 3.
Yeah.
Nigga, you roll the dice 3
times. Stop. Right? Snip, nigga.
No. He was probably like, you know what, man? I'll figure out a way to like this. I'll figure it out because I want to be with my wife. I love her. She's my angel. You know what I'm saying? We can be happy together.
I get this, to be honest. But this nigga said, the first sentence gets me, right? This nigga said, I never wanted kids. Never saw myself as a family man. I now have 3 kids. Fuck that. Let me say, so... You never really saw yourself as a family man, right? Why the fuck, one, would you get married? 2, then turn around and fucking have kids. We should have had some type of conversation to say, hey, babe.
She gave him an ultimatum, my nigga. How do you know it didn't change? She changed the fucking rules.
I don't give a fuck. When a motherfucker tell me, right, when I enter in a relationship with a chick, right, and we fucking, right, we established. We're just fuck friends. If it changes and now you want the fucking relationship, now
it's a problem. We have a Houston, we have a problem. We have to decide whether we continue on or discontinue all services. You know what I'm saying? When she decided to change this shit up and say that, hey, I want to move forward and this is why I want a family and you got all this money. Fuck that. It's more fucking women out here. Maybe she had him pussy whipped or something like that. Right. Maybe he lost his job and she was taking care of him and he felt the need to, whatever the fuck it is.
I still say, what a fucking guy.
I say, I call bullshit.
On him or me?
On this fucking post. This is some motherfucking thirst trap for likes and shit. Nigga, this is not real. This is not a real nigga. This is not a real situation. This doesn't, like, be honest, I mean, like Jay Smooth said, Jay Smooth shot holes in this motherfucking shit, like, from jump. Like, how you don't want kids, but end up with three of them? Come on, my nigga, stop.
So it
sounds like a Bill Cosby date. You know what I mean, nigga? Like, he raped me, like, five times. Like, bitch, come on. Get your ass out of the pussy or put a fucking condom on. Stop, nigga.
For real, like, this nigga would be, like, after the first one, like, you'd be mad as shit. Like, you know for sure, I ain't having no more motherfucking kids. No more. Nigga, I've been in that situation where I was like, I don't want no more motherfucking kids when I had my son, right?
Right.
Then I fucked around and met somebody else and fucked around and got a surprise. I got a daughter. Nigga, and I said, I don't give a fuck. Nigga, I'm done. I ain't get snipped. But I made sure, nigga, I'll put...
You'll pay for the abortions.
Measure. You're lying. You didn't use a condom every time.
But you'll pay for them abortions, though, is what he's saying.
Huh?
You have not used a condom every time you fucked after your daughter.
Did I say that?
What'd you say?
I put things in place. Nigga, hold on. How did you read that and say condoms?
Right. You just fuck dudes.
I put preventive measures in place to say, hey, I'm not having no more motherfucking kids.
Assholes don't get pregnant. Assholes don't get pregnant.
So, like I said, this is a lot of bullshit right here. Stress so bad that I was put on 72-hour suicide watch.
Here we go.
Fuck out of here. If you want to commit suicide, my nigga, this is what I tell motherfuckers. People that truly want to commit suicide, them motherfuckers make a decision, and them motherfuckers go ahead and do it. Bitch, if you standing on the edge of the bridge, and you talking about you want to jump, nigga, you got all the 285 in Atlanta back the fuck up at Spaghetti Junction in Atlanta. You want all the fucking attention. That's all you want is fucking attention. If you're going to jump, fucking jump, nigga. Okay. Let the Mack truck hit you.
Time out. But let me just say this. I knew a dude named POW,
Buddy,
right?
Boy. Homeboy.
He called a POW, right? Because he was in the military and he wasn't all there. He did try to shoot himself. He shot himself in the face and it went through his mouth.
It
wasn't
meant for him to die. He did. He tried, though.
But so you say he don't want to die?
Most motherfuckers, if you're going to commit suicide, niggas be want attention. Like, if you're going to do it, nigga, they just get the shit. Do it.
Nah, I knew that nigga
was real.
And
if it's your time to go, nigga, the bullet will ricochet off of the nigga jawbone like it did him and went out the side of his face.
You should be a grief counselor.
If a nigga want to commit suicide, you jump in front of an 18-wheeler nigga and you still live, so, nigga, it might not have been your
time.
So
listen, your son comes, you said he wants to commit suicide. You're like, nigga, just do it. If you want to do it, do it.
If it's your motherfucking time, nigga.
He's tripping.
You gonna tell your son that?
Nah, it'd be a little different conversation, but I hope he don't, right? I hope he don't. But he can't.
I want you to keep the same energy, nigga.
Hey, nigga.
Your daughter's I can't take it.
I gotta love him enough. I have to love him enough to say, hey, if this is your motherfucking choice, my nigga, and you just hate life this much,
but
it ain't nothing else that I can do to kind of bring you back. Because evidently, I would have tried. If he had came to me and I tried to put him through counseling and all that,
Smooth. This is the dad you're picking over.
Listen to what I'm saying, be honest. If he come to me and I've put everything in play and that nigga decide to do, ain't nothing else that I can fucking do for him.
So you're not even going to try. Fuck it.
I'm saying I've tried.
But
and
not,
he decided
he
is, that.
He's not dead yet.
And nothing is wrong.
But he's not dead yet.
Okay. I'm not. I can't do Smooth.
I had to love him and let him go. Yeah,
I can't do that.
Wow. Listen, okay.
But the dude
love
didn't,
him and let him go.
I'm not fucking with that. The dude said though that he was on suicide watch, obviously to me,
this nigga want attention.
No, obviously to me that he's got some mental issues. The fact that he could, if this is at all true, that he could vocalize these and actually feel these type of thoughts would admit to me that, yeah, you do have some mental issues going on.
So, J-Mac, this nigga says right here, he says, I want to leave, but they don't deserve a broken home.
That's
bitch,
what
I'm saying. Broken.
Come on.
It's broken, nigga. Your attitude, everything about you, nigga, if you hate your kids or whatever, you hate the whole situation, evidently your actions is going to show in everything that you do. It's going to be frustration in the house. The balance is going to be off in there.
I had to, I don't know if you heard it, I had to laugh on that part. That part actually made me laugh because that's fucking about as dumb as it gets. Like you doing them a favor by staying around and hating them. That's better for them, right? Nigga, you know what you could do, right? I mean, I ain't trying to be like on J Smooth level, but I'm just saying, if you really want to be a great dad, go on and get that life insurance, my nigga. No, I got this, nigga. Go on and get that life insurance, right? Get that policy set up. Then you said you want to die, but you don't want them to be fucking left high and dry. Act like you fell asleep, you know what I'm saying? Take a couple Tylenol PM so that shit be in your system. Run into a tree, my nigga. You get your fucking wish. They get taken care of. Nobody's at fucking harm. And I'm not being like Jay Smooth and just being like, kill yourself. This nigga said that's what he would want to do. Listen, but if it weren't for leaving the kids high and dry. If that's the case, go on and do that. You know what I mean? There's ways that you could take care of these motherfuckers. I mean, they're amazing. I just don't know what to believe when I read this shit.
The part right here, this shit right here just puzzles me, right? This nigga said, I had to just bring this back up. This nigga said, but I'm trapped. I hate these kids. I made this terrible decision.
I had these kids.
I made this terrible decision. So now I have to do my best to be an amazing dad for them. And I do my best. Just because I hate them, it doesn't mean they deserve a shitty life. I get no good emotion from being a dad. Hearing them laugh and tell me they love me does nothing for me.
That's a
problem.
The fuck? That's a problem, right? I mean,
your kid to tell you they love you, that shit is huge. If that don't do nothing for you, motherfucker, nigga, you staying there does absolutely nothing.
One of the joys that I always remember, even now with my granddaughter, is when she laughs, mm-hmm. right? The baby laugh is fucking amazing to me. That gives me a joy that is, even if it ain't my kid, when I hear babies laughing, that makes me fucking feel good. So obviously, this nigga on some Dexter shit, right? This nigga got, and if I was a family member or even the wife, I would get my kids and myself away from this nigga ASAP because obviously this motherfucker don't have respect for his own life. He wishing he was dead. And what I know about a motherfucker that don't care about their own life, they don't give a fuck about yours neither.
You right. And so, look, so this situation right here, J-Mac, this is just as bad as a father who's not there, right? To be present with the kids but not be present with the kids is worse.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Where you don't even have that connection or that bond and shit like that. And there's no way possible that you can say that you have a connection and bond when you speak the words that you're speaking out of your mouth and how you feel about your own fucking kids. Going to buy them shit for Christmas, going to buy them shit for here or that. Nigga, it's more than just that. You know what I'm saying? It's about engaging with them. You know what I'm saying? The motherfucker, when you hear them laugh like you talking about your grandkid or motherfucker tell you they love you, that shit should mean the fucking world. When my daughter tell me she love me or my son tell me they love me, I don't care. I can hear it over and over and over again. It means the world to me because most people take that shit for granted.
Who the fuck are you to say that it should be that way? Who says who?
This is why I said that.
You believe in unconditional love, don't you? You have unconditional love for your kids?
I do.
You, Jamie Mac?
That's not the case because there's no.
No, don't try to jump on my side.
No, I'm not trying to jump on your side, nigga.
Don't jump on my side.
If my son was fucking Jeffrey Dahmer, no, nigga.
But you still gonna love limits. Him. You still gonna love him. You just don't love their actions and what they're doing.
No,
you don't. You don't accept
if somebody
that.
If you turn into something that I can't recognize, I can't love it.
No, it's not that you don't love the act of what they're doing. You don't condone what they do. You still love your kid. You're gonna always love your kid, but you don't love and like their actions and how they. It's like this, right? My mom could raise me, right? And I love my mom. She loved me. But if I turn out to be a shitty-ass kid, that don't stop her from loving me or me loving her. And she said, well, my kid turned out to be a shithead and he's in jail, so I'm going to stop loving him.
But why do you think that it's okay for you to say whether or not she should stop loving her kid?
I didn't say they should stop loving him.
You just said that she's going to keep loving him regardless. And what I'm saying is, what if she doesn't? What if she says, fuck that bullshit, I deserve better than this?
No, this is
so you stop loving them because of the act of what they're doing.
Hold on, just
stops your love. I think the love still should be there.
No,
you keep saying should. It's not your right to say what somebody else should or shouldn't do with their love.
Okay, Jay Smooth.
And so if the motherfucker die, if the motherfucker die and they're in a coffin, bitch, don't climb over in the casket talking about, I love you and I miss
you.
No, fuck that.
What
because
are you talking about?
Miss, it's like this, right?
That dude said if his kids and wife died in a fiery crash.
Fiery. That nigga put the F on it, man.
He doubts he would cry.
That's some old bullshit.
It's fucked
right
up.
There.
That's way fucked up.
But is it more fucked up that you're saying he should feel something and he's like, well, what? How can you tell me what I should feel and how can I feel something that I don't? How can you...
So what's making
instance,
you continue to stay in that situation
instance,
then?
Right.
Love him enough,
you
like you said in one show before.
Those are
like
stupid
said,
excuses.
Like y'all said before in one of the shows, love him enough, get your ass gone.
But
don't stay around.
He read the statistics saying that...
That's stupid.
A successful kid has...
Stupid.
His parents have... They're married before they got pregnant. They have full-time jobs and they graduated high school.
Right.
He knew that. He heard that. So he's like, I want to give these fucking kids that I hate a shot.
But, right. but yeah, they get a shot. But they'll also grow up and say, my dad was there, but he wasn't present.
What are you talking about?
This that, nigga like not, he's that, not present.
That's not what the stats say, my nigga. The stats don't say you got to be present. They say, you're married.
They get a shot.
They say you're married.
They get a shot.
I'm going to say I believe him because he's the expert on people with
you're
daddy issues.
You're going to ask him? And I'm asking, okay, well, let me ask
I'm
him.
Just saying,
Stand by.
People
stand
with daddy issues. Let so me, he, I me, bet he's fucked a bunch of bitches that me, had dads in the house that me, still had daddy
let
issues.
Let me ask him another question.
Jay Smooth, have you?
Let me ask him another question.
I fucked a couple of them that did.
Let me ask him another question.
Honestly.
So, a woman is treating you perfectly right.
Uh-oh.
Perfect. I'm not my. She's loving the shit on your ass.
Jay Smooth, as your attorney, I would advise you not to take a step down this road.
You should love her back. But if you don't, how the fuck can somebody else tell you what you should and should not do?
If I decide this
woman is loving the shit off of your ass. She's loving your broke patella.
Some of them do. Some of them do.
She's loving.
And I don't.
And if a nigga came in and told you, you should love her. She's doing right by you.
I got 2 minutes. I can't spread my love that thin.
You're not listening to the question.
I'm listening to the question. No, I should. Because no, I should no, be reciprocating not. What she's doing, right? That's what you're
that
saying.
Person, you're should. Like, you're like, nah, I don't think so. I don't. I just.
And that's
I
a lot of times, be honest.
I can't make myself love this woman. And that's what you're saying. I don't love her like that. I love a part of her.
Okay. I love what she's doing for me.
Exactly.
No. So check this out, though.
So that's not real love. And that's what I'm saying. Nobody can make you feel that. Even though she's doing you better than any other woman, including a woman who should have been giving you that, it's another woman.
Nah, she dropped me off at the fucking hospital.
Right. And another woman loved the shit off your ass.
Yeah, they did.
And you didn't love her back.
I did.
No.
Check it out.
No.
I always loved her.
No,
I just
no,
had
no,
too
no.
many.
No.
It's too many.
Hey,
you see what I'm saying?
No, you got me.
It's too many.
Thank you.
No, because
you can't make somebody love
attorney?
Somebody.
No, because.
Don't do that.
No, because.
Your attorney gave up on you,
didn't he? No, what it was is that what you were saying is. The truth, right? Like
I can't make you love Smooth. No matter how long we've been doing this show together,
right?
I say you should love this nigga. Like, we're brothers. Like we do this show together.
No, but you said a really good point, and it fucked me up because
I'm
that's
sorry.
What,
go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna try to get back to it because you had said
loving the shit off his ass
before you went to his personal. Before right. you went to the personal of what it is, you know what he's got going on.
Giuliani, don't go there. Don't go. Don't walk that. Giuliani, don't do me like that. Don't go against that. See, they got us right now. They trying to pin us up against one another. Don't do me like that.
Right. I don't know.
It's a play on words, Giuliani.
I'd rather do anything else than get
that.
Pinned up against each other.
Don't do that. You know the fuck I'm talking about, nigga.
That's what he wants.
Hey, bad choice of words, you two motherfuckers. Hey, Giuliani, don't let him do us like that.
All
okay?
I'm saying,
keep your thought, man. Keep
all
your
I'm
thought.
Saying is that you really, you know, as far as who you love, right, and who can tell you, you know, in different things as far as how people treat you. You have a breaking point, right? Everybody does. And you were saying you're always going to love your kids. And I would always love my kids, right? Unless, right, so my kid becomes fucking the fucking, what was that nigga? The Night Strangler, right? The fucking, mm-hmm. the Edward Menendez nigga who fucking was creeping in people's windows and fucking raping women and killing motherfuckers. And that's my son, right? I'm going to tell you right now, I don't recognize you no more. I don't recognize you as somebody I raised because I don't know how you got from where I took you, where I left you, where I brought you to that.
Okay,
right?
so let's say you don't
so
have to go
you,
that far.
When you go off the reservation, nigga, there are things that could make you stop loving.
Yes.
Yes. So why does it have to go that far? Why you can't? Because it's
you
like
don't
you're
get
not,
to choose that. But how many gangbangs does your daughter have to do with all your homeboys before you stop loving her?
Right.
You can still love her. You just don't love her act. What's she doing?
How many gangbangs does your daughter have to do before she starts...
With your homeboys,
with your homeboys before you stop loving her. I'm talking about, baby, could you stop
Lawrence Fishburne didn't stop loving his daughter because she was a porn star.
How do you know?
I'm sure that motherfucker still loves his daughter.
You have no idea.
So what's she getting squirted on? God damn it. Or is she doing a squirt in the G?
How many squirts does she have to get before you be like, God damn it, she just won't stop.
I'd be like, damn, you do better than your mama.
Okay, so forget sexual things, right? Crap. Right, like I've known family members had to be written off, my nigga. No fucking.
So and listen, no love.
Listen,
well, it's written off.
Written off, nigga. Like, don't come round here no more, nigga.
Did we try to get him some help?
We passed that.
You're missing the point. You're missing the point because what I need you to understand is that you don't choose who you love. Hold on. You don't choose who you love. You don't choose that woman that you love. You're going to end up falling for somebody, and you're not going to have a choice.
Yeah.
The very same thing happens in life. You've been told your entire life, you're supposed to love your kids.
I found it.
You're supposed to.
No, you got me with this guy because, again, I think, you know, this dude feels this way. And that's where I kind of wanted to go back to. You know what? I don't want to discredit how this dude feels, right? And, like, you were right, be honest. This motherfucker don't love these kids, or he loves this woman according to him, and that's why he chose kids, because he loved her, but now he resents her because of the kids. So I can't, you know, change that feeling, right? I can't make him love these kids that he don't love, right? But my thing would be that if that's the way you really feel, get gone, my nigga. You're not helping them by staying there. I'm telling you that. I don't care how great a dad you think you are. It's like being in a relationship. You could tell someone you love them. If you really don't love them, it's going to fucking show.
Yeah,
it's going to show.
Yeah, but so what?
What do you mean, so what?
That's a bullshit statement.
No, nigga, no. When a kid feels... No. So you could make this kid think that they have this fucking great life with a mom and a dad until one day they realize that their fucking dad hates them.
So what?
No, go now, nigga, while they still think that you love them.
They're not going but what you're saying, if what you're saying is true, they're going to know anyway. At least
hella dads leave without fucking because they don't leave their kids.
At least these kids are going to have a two-income household where they can listen. At least these kids are going to have a two-income household where they can afford to have dreams.
Stop, be honest.
Man, listen, what I'm saying is the single-parent households fucking suck, man. And this guy is saying, I don't give a fuck how much I hate this situation that I'm in. I care enough about these kids' future to stay.
That doesn't compute.
But only to you because you're acting emotional. You're not looking at it from a logical standpoint.
You got compassion and love?
It's called,
you're
gonna do it. No, it's called, and see, this, maybe it's a military thing. It's called duty.
Oh,
honor, courage, and commitment, Jay Smoove. Talk to me.
What you want me to say?
I want you to tell me what that means to you.
That's the motherfucking the oath.
No, what does it mean to you?
honor, commitment, and courage.
No, honor, courage. It's an order, nigga, on purpose. Honor, courage, and commitment.
You don't even know.
Honor, commitment, and courage.
What does that mean to you?
You tell me what it means. I don't know where you're going with it.
What does it mean to you?
But I don't know where he's going with it.
It doesn't matter.
You don't have to know where I'm going.
What does it mean to me in my personal life?
Period life, nigga. It's the core values in the military, in the Navy, right? The core values.
Okay, I ain't been in over 20 years.
It didn't mean shit to him.
Obviously. That's why a nigga never did anything for this country. He just was on knee leave.
I wanted the benefits, the
discounts. Then he was on knee duty. I'm trying to say is there are core values, right? And their core values in life, their core values in the military, their core values at work, their core values in relationship, there's core values, period. This man is saying, I fucking hate the military, but it is my duty to serve my country and to protect my homeland. I don't understand why you're discounting that, saying that it's more important to love your kids than it is to stay. And what I'm saying is, he's like, no, it's more important to stay than to love my kids. We're just trading one for the other. Yours is not more important than mine. Mine is not more important than yours. My duty is to be in this household and create a two-income family so that my kids can one day launch pad themselves out of this bullshit and have a better life. Or I could leave them and maybe his mom will find somebody else and maybe she won't.
Who's to say that the kids will have a better life?
They at least have a better chance.
So this is
a two-family income is absolutely necessary in 2019.
So I understand what you're saying.
Two-income family, excuse me.
And what I think you are saying.
You're acting like I have no argument.
No, you do. But what I'm saying is that I have a, I feel like an equal argument.
That's fine, but see, now, I'm not mad about the argument if it's equal. Right. But you're looking at me. You're letting Jay Smooth do it. You're looking at me like I have no argument.
No, that's not what. No, that's
when
not,
you brought up the military aspect of it. It made more sense to me, right? I understand the duty of it, right? But what I understand that sometimes when you're on duty and you're doing your duty, sometimes you can do more harm just doing your duty than good to the greater kind.
That is your emotional shit again.
No,
looking at it from a logical standpoint.
Okay, so let me tell you what I know, right?
Okay.
So I have a family member, right? Family members that similar situation, right? They had a mom and they had a dad and they grew up with the mom and the dad.
Don't tell me an anecdote. Don't give me
It's not anecdotal. It's not. This is general. No, this is not. Listen, what I'm trying to tell you, let me say it.
This is anecdotal.
It's not.
It is.
So they had a mom and a dad. The mom and the dad didn't necessarily have the greatest relationship, but they stayed together, quote unquote, for the kids. It did not benefit the kids.
That's an anecdote. That's one kid.
It didn't have.
There are some kids.
It was a whole family.
There's some kids that benefited from that situation.
It was a whole family.
But there are some equal kids who benefited from that situation.
Okay, well, I didn't see that. So I'm just telling you what I saw.
I guarantee you, majority of the kids that parents stayed together probably fucking hated each other's guts. Most people hate each other's fucking guts.
That's not a good thing. That's not a good way to grow up.
Says you.
No, my nigga, it's not.
To watch
two people not fucking hate each other? Fucking, what is that about?
But it's better to watch one woman struggle by herself with fucking nothing.
And find somebody who really fucking cares for
her. No, that's not how it really works, though.
It does. I just saw that.
That's a movie, nigga. I'm talking about real life. Real life is that woman struggles her whole fucking life and has more than one job and never gets to realize any of her fucking dreams either.
I knew at one point.
So that woman gets trapped in that relationship. She ends up fucking hating the kids, too.
Okay, here we go.
But she just pretends like she loves them.
How come, then, you're not on your first duty?
What do you mean? I took the kids with me.
But
that was my duty. She wasn't my duty. The kids were my duty.
Well, see, because you took them out of a fucking
sit down.
No, nigga, you took them out of a fucking two parent shit,
right?
And you made it a single parent.
Sure didn't.
What do you mean?
I sure didn't.
What do you mean?
I sure didn't make it a one parent.
So you already had a boo already?
No, I went back home to my mother's house because I knew that there was a multiple.
It's still one parent.
It wasn't though. Listen, you sound like her now. You're not even thinking about what I afforded my kids by having enough, not having so much pride that I couldn't go back home.
No, I'm not even talking about that. Nope. That's not even my point. I'm not even saying nothing.
I chose to go back home because what I recognized was having more than one adult in the home may not be a two-parent household,
right?
But it's a two-adult household.
It's better than one.
There's
adult.
Always
right,
somebody who can pick up.
No, I get
whatever
that.
You know. And the money was better because we weren't struggling trying to.
But that's a unique situation.
Stand by.
I get that.
But he's talking about somebody he don't even know or somebody he might have known. You're talking about some abstraction.
I know.
I'm talking about a real thing.
So
and,
was I.
And then I
what the fuck are you talking
and,
about?
And then I brought a wife in who was willing to fill that role or to attempt to fill that role or to even supplement that role or to do anything along that role.
Right.
So my kids did not get that and I did do my duty. So what are you talking about?
But you took them away from, you know,
No. I didn't take them away from that.
Somebody, what are you talking about?
I wasn't the one who chose to make that not work out.
Okay. So, but my point
is. I made it work when it was taken from me.
So how come she can't? How come the fucking lady in this fucking thing can't be you?
What do you mean?
How come she can't go fucking
That's
live with her
parents? That's not what the
story is. No, how do you know what her story is? You're making her fucking seem like she's going to have to be a fucking single mom by herself.
All we can go by is what we're reading.
But
right?
You didn't. None of that says she's going to be a single mom by herself. Like, she has no options.
He's not willing to turn his back. It's not the same thing.
Fuck your back, nigga. This ain't about you.
This is emotional.
This shit right here,
it's actually
emotional.
It's bigger than him, right? It's not. It's
exactly.
Like this.
Exactly. Like, he's saying it's bigger than me. You're giving me. He's giving
no, listen
ammo.
To listen to what
you're
I'm listening to.
You're right. No, it's bigger
to,
than him.
Listen to
that's
what
he's saying. It's bigger than me.
So the thing about it is this, right? And my argument, like I once said, right? Yes, I hear that he has a duty to motherfucking just be financial there. But right, I've seen
that's not
this
all
story.
I said.
I know. I've seen this story play out. Right.
I see and it play I, out the other way.
Hold on.
Stop
hold
giving
on.
Me anecdotes.
I, and so
stop
so,
giving me but anecdotes. Just like,
but this but in this situation, to motherfucker agree, disagree, it can happen either way.
Right.
But just to stick it out, it's like saying
if
that
it can happen either
like
way, why are you talking?
It's like saying, okay, I'm gonna stick this shit out with my son, mother, right? And I got a duty, motherfucker, to be there for my son. Fuck that. My duty is to take care of him.
Emotional.
No matter whether I'm with his mom or not, I still can handle my responsibility. But to fucking force myself
you
to stay
fucking hold on, bitch hold on, ass hold on, Kyrie
hold on,
ass niggas.
Hold on. Hold
y'all
on.
Some Kyrie niggas.
Hold on.
Nope. Y'all are complaining.
You love Kyrie.
No. Y'all are complaining when you should
Kyrie.
Stick it out
don't,
and do your duty.
Don't
do your duty, nigga.
Don't call Kyrie.
Do your duty, nigga.
Don't switch
all these
now.
Anecdotes, nigga. Do your duty, nigga. It's bigger than you. You're right, Smooth. You started out right and you fucked it up.
No, the thing about it is because the kids can grow up and be fucked up.
Either way.
You know what I'm saying?
Like you said,
it can go either way.
So
you
why
right.
not stay and try your best?
That's the, I'm
maybe,
still rolling the
maybe,
dice.
Maybe
but
you'll
at
love
the end
him
of the
one
day,
day.
At the end of the day, I gotta be fucking happy first.
Who's we? Who's I?
Me?
Who are you?
Myself.
In that situation, who is the I?
The nigga that's motherfucking hating the kids.
Okay, so you're the guy who hates the kids.
I gotta be happy first, so I can motherfucking step away from that shit and try to salvage what the fuck I have with my kids and still love
selfish.
My kids.
That's because you're selfish.
It ain't got shit to do with
you're
selfish.
But you just
ain't
said,
got shit to do with
you. You just said you have no core values.
But you can be in that shit and it still be a whole fuck. The house could be fucked up every day.
Could.
For 18, 21 years.
Could.
In most situations, it is fucked up.
In if most it's situations, like, it's fucked up anyway.
Time out. Let me just ask you this, be honest.
Right.
I mean, come on. Let's just be. Let's
it's
be
anecdotal.
Real. No, it's not
everything,
anecdotal.
Everything y'all got is anecdotal.
Yeah, whatever.
It's
a fucking week. It's word
better,
of the week.
It's no, better
look,
to.
Let me ask you. How many niggas you want around you that hate you?
How many niggas do I want around me that hate me?
Right.
Want is a weird word in this. Because what we're talking about is a sense of duty and a sense of commitment.
Fuck that. I don't give me all that bullshit. Like you said.
That's not bullshit.
Answer the question.
That's the real
shit. How many
shit.
Motherfuckers around you that don't like you do you want around you, my nigga?
Want is a weird word in this.
No, it's not.
Because we're talking about a parent.
No.
So just walk down the path.
No, because we're not talking about adults who can fend for themselves.
How many?
We're not.
So it sounds like zero.
Niggas that like if it's y'all and y'all don't fucking like me, no, I don't want to be around y'all. I want to be taken care of until I can take care of myself.
Fuck that. If you don't like me, nigga, I don't want you around me. And the kids fucking deserve better, nigga.
Deserve better. But yeah. What if it's not possible?
It doesn't matter. Your absence.
But you don't even
it
give
better.
It a shot to make
no,
it possible.
No, I don't give a
You're
fuck.
You're wrong. He's giving it a shot because he's staying. Maybe no. He'll figure it out.
It don't
come
look
back.
Like he want to.
Come
no,
back.
Come back.
Come
nigga.
Back when you figure it
ain't
out,
no
my nigga.
Come back.
Nah, nigga. Ain't don't get them figure that practice
nigga,
that shit
if
here.
If that nigga get out and get some new pussy, he's not going back.
But that's fine.
He's
go
not
ahead.
Going back.
Go on and stay. But don't stay around here hating, nigga, every fucking
all
day.
All I'm saying is.
And then one day when this nigga shoots everybody in this fucking family.
Come on, man.
That's how that shit happens.
Not this guy. Not this guy.
This guy that's fucking on suicide watch?
No. Not this guy. He's more concerned about. Making sure he fulfills his duty than he is about his own life.
Okay.
You got it read wrong. I think you read it wrong.
I don't know. All I know is when you fucking start contemplating your own fucking suicide.
You've never contemplated death?
Never.
Never
not,
in your
not
life.
Not at my own hands.
You've never contemplated death?
Not at my own hands.
You've never contemplated death ever?
Mm-mm. I've done shit that I said I might die.
You've never contemplated
death? But I've
death.
Never thought about killing myself.
Now, when a bitch be choking me when I'm fucking, I had to move my hand like, hey, I can't breathe right now. I'm move that shit.
I told you, I'm here until the motherfucking music stops. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna do something as long as there's something to do.
I don't believe I'm not going out.
I'm not gonna end this party on my own.
Are you really gonna just crunch that in the? Hey, you say he's looking at me while he's chewing.
Hey, my nigga, I forgot.
He's looking at me like crunch.
Hey, I forgot I had it in the mic. My bad. Hey,
you saw he's looking at me when he's chewing it.
Yeah, my bad. So yeah, but
I think that you guys are lucky because I don't think that that's everybody's story. I think a lot of people have contemplated death before.
I feel like this. If there's a situation that would make you contemplate suicide,
right,
you gotta fucking extract yourself from that situation.
Well, no, you're taking it too far with suicide. Contemplate death.
No, but this motherfucker was in a suicide watch.
Right, but I'm trying to.
You gotta extract yourself from that.
I'm trying to be more tame than that because for a reason.
Why?
Because what I want to you to understand is that there are lots of things, but most of them in this situation are bigger. Jay Smooth said it. He just had it. He was on the wrong side. There's bigger than this one person. It's bigger than that mom. It's bigger than both of those parents. There is a situation here where there's an opportunity to have a sense of duty and to see it through. When you start you teach your kids all the time, when you start something, finish it.
But you want to make sure that you're into it too.
And you don't have a choice once you've already done it. You have a duty and you have to have a sense. You have to have core values to say, you know what? I started this. I need to be man enough to fucking finish it. I may not like my job every day, but I'm still going to goddamn go because I got to feed my family.
I don't understand the hate with duty.
Hold on a second. Jay Smooth told you a few weeks ago, if you don't like your job, nigga, quit. And you was like, man, that's not realistic. And I'm saying it's not realistic. It's not realistic. If you don't like your job, don't quit. Finish until you get another job.
Until you, hey, look, get you another chick on the side, and once you see if that shit gonna work, then you leave the current situation.
All I'm saying is that I don't get the hate and compassion at the same time. I don't. You know what I mean? It's like I hate them, but I want to do for them.
Mm-mm. It don't fit. It don't make sense.
I can't abandon them. I love them too. I mean,
I hate them enough. I'm gonna take care of them.
That sounds like love. Like, I mean, you could call it duty, but there's something there because people that don't love their kids don't fucking come around.
Well, weak men don't. Weak men don't come around. Weak men don't. Don't take care of their kids. This is obviously not a weak man.
Can't afford them because they had a lot of
them. That's just for a nigga that don't love their kids. See? I'm not talking about a nigga that literally hates their fucking kids.
Yeah, well.
I don't know about that.
Life is complicated.
A fiery fucking death of your own seed and you can't, no emotion. That's some Dexter shit.
You can't contemplate it.
No, that's some Dexter shit.
But what I'm saying is,
that's some sociopathic shit.
You have situations in your life that are very complicated right now, I'm sure.
Oh, obviously.
Jay Smooth, you have situations
in your life. Every day.
Right. So you're judging someone based off of this one article when you don't really know enough about their entire scope. What I'm saying to you is, it is very possible for this guy to be a super great person.
Sure.
He can't choose who he loves. He cannot choose that.
But you can choose.
No, you cannot. If you have a sense of duty and you started something and you've been taught to finish it and you know, you see the value in finishing the things you start, he's doing his duty. That is called having a core value.
You don't get to choose who you love.
You don't get to choose who you love, Smooth.
Okay, check this out.
You don't choose that.
So
you love some people, you don't love other people.
So again, right? I was in a marriage previously.
Right.
That I didn't.
Hey, be honest. What's your name?
That I didn't love.
Nice to meet you.
I didn't love.
Right.
I had to eventually admit that situation and evacuate that situation.
Yeah, because, I mean, you have no duty. You have no sense of duty.
But I do.
No, not really.
To my kids.
Kind of.
Because this is what I realized to myself.
Uh-huh.
When I was in the relationship,
mm-hmm.
honestly, I promise you, this is the exact thought. I can be a better parent away.
Right.
By myself as an individual than I am as a couple.
That's not wrong.
So I did it for the kids.
Yeah, absolutely. But so, that's Jamie Maxx's journey.
But I know, I understand right. that.
That's not wrong.
But no, I did it because I love my kids though, right?
And he's doing it because he loves his kids.
No, he doesn't.
He loves the fact of
he
his
kids. He hates his kids.
He hates them individually.
But you realize, Jay, back amazing. In that situation that you have to be happy.
Realize. See, he's making like he's intelligent.
He's making it like
you're intelligent and this guy's
an idiot. No, Jay Mack. No, I'm not saying that the guy is an idiot.
You figured it out, Jamie Mack. You figured it out. This guy hadn't figured it out yet. He's hurting these kids.
Jay Mack, like you said, you pretty much had to make sure you were happy and you realized that you could just move on.
I get
what you're saying.
There is something to that, be honest. You can't really do a lot for other people. If you are unhappy, what do you think? I mean, you could think you're going through the motions.
You can't give your full potential if you're fucking, it's like saying that I'm going to put my whole heart into it. Fuck it, I hate you. How the fuck am I going to put my whole heart in if I hate you?
Am I really
doing the due diligence, the best I can for my kids if I fucking hate them? I'm not giving it to them.
The nigga be saying some shit sometimes.
I see what this is.
What is it?
Both of you niggas left your kids, and so now you are feeling this. You're feeling this.
I didn't leave my kid.
You did.
I'm in their life.
No, nigga, you left. No.
I'm in their life.
You went to another state. Both of you niggas went to another state. I get it.
But what are you talking about?
I get it.
But we never talked to them. We've always had relationships with them. We always.
We were always fathers to him.
Now I get it.
First off, before he says we're.
You niggas left.
You know what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about you as a dad, me as a dad.
When I got divorced, I raised my kids. I raised my stepdaughter that wasn't my kid.
Now I get it.
So there was no abandoning.
Yeah, Jay Smooth, he adopted all the girls who had kids.
And then I still have my kids with me right now. I don't know where I left.
I get it now. Y'all did not want to. I guess you guys didn't feel like it was important enough to live up to your duty. So now y'all taking this personally. I get it now.
Come on, Captain fucking America.
I get it now, man.
Come on, Captain America. This fucking duty, honor, core bullshit is better than fucking sliced bread type ass shit. These fucking Captain America values, niggas.
I get it.
This is not even Labor Day, nigga. Honor, it's not even Memorial Day.
Courage and commitment.
Get the fuck out of here. This nigga is not even a military man.
Who is it?
This guy who fucking
wrote
this
shit. You don't know.
You don't. You're trying to make it seem like he does.
I'm not trying to make it seem anything. I'm just saying that his point is equal to your point. When you're saying it's better to leave and support from afar, he's saying it's better to stay and support right here.
I'm just telling you, having people around you that hate you is not a good thing.
My only issue with all of this is that you guys were so sure that you were right and I was talking shit.
You already admitted it. You wouldn't want people to hate you around you.
No.
You did.
I don't want grown-ups around me.
Listeners.
Go out there to the website. Go ahead, J-Man.
Check out the website, nononsenseshow.com. You got to check out all our social media @nononsenseshow.
Go to raresonics.com. Know the right website. Something, Jamie. Know something, Jamie, man.
nononsenseshow.com will get you all the episodes, get you everything
you need. For one show.
For no nonsense.
For one show. We got many shows.
I understand that, but I wasn't propping that up right now. I'm doing no nonsense.
Didn't you hear the Shoot from the Shop show say we got a network and it's full of content?
I know, but I wasn't there yet. I was talking about No Nonsense Show. And then I'm going to tell them if they want to get all the network shows. Where they go, be honest?
Nope. don't go where I'm going.
We don't
know what the fuck we're talking about.
Sonnets.com for all of the content from the network. But if you got that No Nonsense fix, go to nononsenseshow.com. @nononsense on all the social media sites. Jason, take us out of here, man.
Listeners, keep supporting us. Keep interacting with us. We're going to keep bringing the nonsense because we realize sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.